So I don't want to waste further time. I'm just going to go in with the questions, right?
Okay, cool.
You are marking, in a way, your first time, your debut on a soapie, and this soapie is Scandal. Let's talk about that, and let's talk about your character, Darlene. I hope I'm pronouncing her correctly.
Yes, no, you are. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so I play the character of Darlene. Oh my, I'm so excited about this. I actually can't even believe it's actually happening. But yeah, the journey basically that I'm taking with this character is basically she's, how can I say, she is somebody from the past, that you know, South Africa's most loved couples, are about to be quite shocked by, to have come back and essentially try and get vengeance for how her family had been wronged. And that is literally my only mission, my only goal as to why I have decided to come back and seek
Yeah.
its answers.
And you are revenging, in a way, avenging your brother's death. Which brother is this? And how come Darlene is only introduced into the story now?
The brother's name is Sanka, so
Yes.
he was, yeah, the photographer who had kind of like a lovely interaction, I guess, with Clochie. And then of course we do know that he essentially had gone missing.
Yes.
And so I guess that's why, you know, taking this turn that the mindset of there's no way that this person could just disappear and there was nobody who was gonna come back. No one from his life, from his past, that's gonna come back and trying to get some questions. And that's the role that I would play, being Darlene, being the sister that I am, very determined, almost quite sophisticated, you know, think, you know, Olivia Pope type of energy, is the approach.
Okay, so how angry is this Olivia Pope type of news?
Listen, she's like, anyone can get it. I
Okay.
did this. I want names. Give me names. That's the energy.
Yeah, and I mean, we as a rapper, a musician, acting is not something I would say is literally up your sleeve. So, how did you research? How did you get yourself ready for this character, especially one that plays borderline diabolical scenes, I assume.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that I wasn't actually going to be doing rapping before my acting. I've been acting since I went to University of Pretoria for my full film and drama. That's where my degrees come from. So I think it's going to be interesting to kind of see the audience's first reaction seeing me. I know it's probably going to be first like, oh, it's Rouge, but then very quickly, you will be transported into the world that I was meant to create, which is you guys are not going to see Rouge, you are going to see the character of Darlene and be able to differentiate that musician that you guys listen to on a daily basis to now this lovely lady. Well, lovely, I threw that word in. This lovely
With
lady
a pinch
who,
of salt.
yeah, this lovely lady who is pretty much going to make you guys wonder just the levels of talents that I do have, and now being able to bring them all in one circle, it's going to be quite interesting.
Okay, so basically, what you speak of is definitely allowing your muscle memory to kick in and
100,
yeah, and show us
100%,
what you've learned or what you learned back then.
100%. It's exactly that. Everything that I'm doing, I've been taught this. I've done the research. I did the classes. I had the coaches. So now it's an opportunity for me to show what I have learned and have trained my body to do.
Yeah, oh wow. And would you say this is like a full circle moment? And is this an intro to something different? This is before I ask you how it was on set, your first day on set. So would you say this is like a full circle moment for you? And is it an intro to maybe a different chapter in your life?
That's a very good question. Definitely does feel like a full circle moment. I think especially during you know, whilst this whole filming process was, it was really amazing. Like, I've never done a soapie before, so to kind of be a part of this, it was so interesting. Just trying to understand, where does one take their character if, you know, they're still writing what's going to happen next week and this and this. So you're never really sure how to build the character that you're supposed to create. And it was really just learnings, honestly. It was really me just learnings and seeing how these actors do what they do and do it so well. Even when they might not have the script as yet, so they might not even have the synopsis of where this might go, but they always find a way. So yeah, I just hope it just opens doors to more worlds like that. Mm-hmm. More worlds in terms of, okay, you don't need to just call Rouge to make the songs. Just call Rouge to actually maybe be in the film. Yeah. Is the goal.
Okay. And where would you be? If we were to maybe imagine a world where you control everything, who would you act alongside? What role would you play? And where would it be? Would it be in Hollywood, or where still it be in South Africa locally, or Africa? In terms of, a role that you'd like to play one day.
You're asking me such amazing questions. So, where would I be? Definitely, I think obviously the big goal, it's always nice to perhaps get an opportunity to be known globally and become a massive thing in Hollywood, et cetera, but right now, something that I'm working on with my team is to create a local movie that is kind of like an ode to music. It's an ode to our industry, but literally shot with characters and all. Mm. Telling a really kind of almost like a musical story in the slums of South Africa. Mm-hmm. So that's how that's what I imagine me doing. So being able to create these films, getting remarkable actors, maybe me doing a cameo here and there, but it's really about creating these opportunities and then just getting the most talented people to be a part of it, and me becoming a Ryan Coogler.
Okay.
You know, these are the goals.
Oh, wow. So behind the scenes in a way, but if you have to, be on camera.
Exactly. If I have to, you're calling me for those big things.
All right.
Mm. Best believe we have so many scripts in the vault.
Yeah.
The goal is to really get it out there and give some opportunities to others.
Oh, wow. And I mean, Scandal is such a big production. It's a well-known household name in South Africa, especially on our local TV screens. How was it on set for the first time?
Ooh, nerve-wracking. Very nerve-wracking. Because obviously everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. These people have all been acting together for years and years and years on end. And then here I come. So much imposter syndrome and the idea that Buster just going to say, oh, they just booked a rapper or whatever, not knowing that my background is film. Like, this is literally what I had studied and I trained for. But then, you know, when I got there, everyone was so welcoming. So welcoming, from the producers to the makeup ladies to talent. Every single one of them made sure that I felt very welcome. If there was anything that I needed to know, everybody was willing to just kind of chip in time with me so that I'm as comfortable as possible. So, that was day one.
Okay. And any memorable moments on set?
Ooh, memorable moments. Yes. So there's a lovely lady. She plays the character of Tinsu. You're gonna see me and her interact quite a lot, but her and me, we just always had such a wonderful dynamic. In the sense, she doesn't speak English much, and she told me that. So, and I think that was kind of like, she was a bit worried, like, ooh, will we be able to communicate and whatever, handle our scripts? And it kind of reminded me of, like, you know, Rapower, you know, with Jackie Chan. And it was that, like, how we found our way to communicate with each other and being able to translate it even into the scripts. So it felt so natural. in the fact of both these ladies don't know what they're saying to each other, because this one is speaking like this and this one is speaking like that. It added a nice humorous play to it. I think it also, again, it took away that uncomfortability that perhaps she thought that she needed to speak English in English as like well as me or something like that. Yeah, it was a really nice safe space. And then probably the fight scene. I love fight scenes. Oh, you guys have seen some. Y'all in for
entertainment galore.
Went to the epic.
Yeah, I only actually asked for 10 minutes, but let's just, second last question, let's talk about new music. You, in the same breath, in the same time that you will be making your debut on a soapy, you're also releasing a single. Is this your first single of the year?
It's my first single, yes. Okay. Yes, it's my first.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Is it a collab, or does it have, is it just only you? What's the song about?
You know I love me a collab. No, you know. And you know I love collabs with hands. With hands.
Yes.
It's just so much easier. So yes, another song is coming out, but this time it's myself and the lovely Kay Keed.
Oh, wow.
Kay Keed, yeah. That girl, honestly, I adore her to death. Like, I really adore it to death.
Mm-hmm.
So we came together for the number, and what's nice, it's kind of like an ode to Durban, an ode to DJ Sindel.
Okay.
That made that we decided to sample. We went through the ringers, had to chat with her, then had to go chat with DJ, and it was just trying to get clearance for the song, but like everyone believed in it, and now it's gonna come out very, very soon. It's we really put our own spin on this very classic DJ Sindel song.
Okay, what's the name?
Pardon?
What's the name of the classic, the song?
Oh, the song's called Siyabangena.
Siyabangena, okay. And then yours, what's your one called?
Oh, no, sorry. Ours is called Siyabangena.
Okay.
Yours was Amaredo.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know that song.
Yes.
Okay.
That song was a banger. So, yeah, we put our own little twist.
Yeah. And Kiki is like, she's popping when it comes to, like, what's the thing? Rapping. I don't know what it's called. To do bars and stuff, you know? She's really quite good.
Honestly, she's right now talk of conversation when it comes to the new girls who have come into the space.
Yeah. Okay, and lastly, what else do you have planned for 2026? Because it looks like you've got a lot on your plate.
Lord, I really do. There's outside of that album.
Wow. Okay.
I'm excited about this album, but yes, we're finally in the final mixing stages of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So a date will be coming soon for that, that people can get excited for. Also in the process of a couple of announcements on my company side called Tribe Nation. We're launching some really awesome opportunities for creatives. Mm-hmm. I'd like to maybe lend their talents to, you know, the kind of NGO spaces that speak to impact. We built a really cool platform that we're going to be making an announcement about. That the goal is to really give creatives access, because we all know how difficult it is to try and get money or trying to get into rooms where they've already chosen their influences, and you know that you probably have the potential to showcase whatever the client is asking to be showcased probably even better. And that's what this platform is all about.
Okay, wow. I can't wait to especially your album. How many tracks are you planning to include in the album?
Girl, I literally even just put a post out now asking these people these questions. But so the idea is it's giving like 13.
I was about to say 11. 11 is like a magic number. I don't know why.
Myself, I should have put you on the poll. I literally put out a poll on my TikTok. Yes. Asking people. I was like, guys, 10 and less. I said 10 and less. Then I said 12 and more. And then it was, we don't care.
Oh. Okay.
So, I don't know.
I'll also...
something different.
No, I'll definitely also take part in that, in the poll. But I think 11 is it. 11 is a complete number. Yes, it's odd, but it's a complete number. And it's a magic number. Never know.
Good take.
Yes. Well, Rouge, thank you so much for your time and very insightful conversation. For such an insightful conversation. And yeah, can't wait to see your debut. I can't wait to meet Darlene. And I know you're going to knock it out the park.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. You've always been a real one.